Rafa, that was some way to end a season, but it must almost leave you with more questions than answers, doesn't it?
Yeah, to be fair, it's a really happy day in terms of the performance of the team, the atmosphere, the fans, everything. And disappointed because then you can see that we were very, very close and it was a pity.
I mean, it's almost unthinkable the difference between Villa Park a week ago and that performance today. You know, fans trying to get their heads around it. I mean, how do you try and explain that?
Yeah, if you analyse, today maybe we're playing without fear. And then also they needed to when as soon as we scored, they needed to win. So we have more space and they were more open. Aston Villa, they were five in the back with three in the middle. Very difficult to break down. So I think it's, we talk about different games. But again, it's, we are so close, then we had a lot of chances. And today, for example, Mitro scored a great goal. Mm. And there, they have one or two chances with the head. So it's different. Football, that is the reason why it's so exciting for everyone watching games, because you never know what can happen.
But as happy as you are, and as happy as we all are, and all the fans are, in the back of your mind, there is that disappointment that, you know, you didn't do it a week ago.
Yeah, no, for sure. So we know that it could be totally different because with these 2 points that we don't have now, it could be fighting until today and put pressure on Sunderland. And so we knew that could be totally different, but we cannot change things. Mm-hmm. We couldn't change things after the game against Aston Villa. We couldn't change. We cannot change things now. What we have to do is be sure that for the future, in the future, Newcastle United will be in the Premier League and will be there for forever.
Were you surprised with some of the football they played today? I mean, I know, you know, you've worked with them for a number of weeks now, but they did play some very good football on occasion.
No, it's true, because I said that they were more open, and then we had more chances to play counter-attack, and then as soon as we knew that it's a very good team when they play between the lines and high, but we knew that regaining the ball, we have to run behind defenders and then try to stretch the team, then play long with the striker and use the winger. So we knew the game plan was clear, and as soon as we scored the first goal, it was even more clear.
Yeah, and you've played an awful lot of games less than Tottenham Hotspur this season, and, you know, they looked genuinely jaded and a little bit tired, whereas, you know, you were very fresh in many ways.
Yeah, I think so. I think that physically we're fine, but also in this case for me, it's because they concede the first goal and after the second goal change. Because you could see when they scored their goal, they were pushing, but after the penalty and the counter attacks were killing them. So it's not easy when you know that you have to win to guarantee the second position, and then you concede two or three goals, and normally you put your head down.
I know all these questions are sort of tempered by the question as to whether you're staying or going, but you finished the season six games unbeaten. You know, it's more signs of progress, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the players, they understand what we want. We said before, physically they are fine. We were bringing back some players that they were injured, so I think that a lot of positives after the first three games, maybe a lot of positives, and then it was a pity that we couldn't carry on, but it's what we have. That is the reason why still I am very positive, and the atmosphere, the fans, everything means that I have to be open. I have to talk with Lee Charney next week and see where we are, because the atmosphere has been amazing.
I was going to say, the fans let you know in no uncertain terms today what they want you to do. But I just wonder, now that you've got over the celebration of this result, are you pleased now that you can sit down and not have to worry about the footballing side of things and worry about the team, and you can now concentrate on your future and you can sit down and think about it properly?
Yeah, I was thinking a little bit, but I knew that it could be a great atmosphere and then the fans will be pushing me in the right direction.
Shoving you, not pushing you, shoving you.
Yeah, so I know now that I have to sit down. But I think that was clear in the press conference before. What I want is what the fans want. So we want a strong team. We want to be sure that we will challenge and we will be there. And I think that it's just a question of time. Start talking and see where we are.